Essay, Congratulations to New York, by Benjamin Woodward. On June 25th, the New York Senate, after much deliberation and delay, voted in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage. From July 24th, when the new law goes into effect, New York will be the sixth and largest state in the United States to permit gay, lesbian, and transgender couples to wed. The outcome had been uncertain until the last minute. The Senate is currently controlled by Republicans, traditional opponents of same-sex marriage, but in the final tally, 4 Republicans joined 29 Democrats for a close 33-29. Inevitably, there were dark mutterings from conservatives and religious organizations, but condemnation, at least at the time of writing, has remained surprisingly muted. Instead, the news was greeted with elation as congratulations flooded in from around the country and around the world. With New York City the birthplace of the gay rights movement, it was a richly symbolic civil rights victory for the LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community. On June 28, 1959, police raids on the Stonewall Inn, which catered to a gay clientele, provoked unprecedented demonstrations against the persecution of sexual minorities. It was a defining moment, which has since been commemorated in annual pride parades. This year's march, 2 days after the landmark vote, was an occasion for particular jubilation. The question now is whether other states will follow suit. Gay rights advocates certainly hope so. Nonetheless, same-sex marriage remains illegal in 41 states. And, on a federal level, there is the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which restricts marriage to the union between a man and a woman. Legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide will be a long, uphill battle. Same-sex marriage remains one of the most divisive issues in the United States, dominating politics in a way that some non-Americans may find perplexing. That said, there appears to be a sea change in American attitudes. According to a recent survey, 53% believe that the law should recognize these unions, up from 29% in 1996. Money is also a powerful incentive for state governments to legalize same-sex marriages. It would, of course, be wonderful if New York senators had been motivated solely by noble thoughts of equality for all, but New York is also set to gain around $391 million, 31.5 billion yen, within the next 3 years from the economic activity and tax revenue generated by couples coming to New York to get married. I unabashedly support same-sex marriage. Preventing same-sex married couples access to the same benefits and status as heterosexual married couples is discrimination. Allowing same-sex marriage will not undermine the institution of marriage or the family, at least no more than heterosexual couples have undermined it, and there is little evidence that children brought up by same-sex parents are at a disadvantage. Allowing couples to express their love and commitment through marriage can do no harm and will bring happiness to thousands. So congratulations to New York for this bold step forward.